This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes, as always, to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, our firefighters, and our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working right now in the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks for what you're doing to keep America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Now, joining us from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, there are only 7 states in the United States, and I did some research on this. There are only 7 states in the United States where you can change your vote once you've mailed in a ballot. You can't do it once you've voted in a voting place, but if you've mailed in a ballot, whether it's an absentee ballot or a vote by mail, and they have not counted it yet, you can go and change your ballot by voting in person. The states are Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, Pennsylvania, New York, Connecticut, and Mississippi. I find it to be an interesting array of states, especially New York and Pennsylvania.
There are some stipulations to that, however, and that is based on how they voted, if they voted mail-in ballot. You have to kind of look at it carefully, or did they vote early and they need to go back, you know. But this has come up because 3 particular states, Arizona, Tennessee, and Virginia, are those that have had the largest inquiries, I guess, on an Internet search on how to change their vote. And those 3 states, by the way, do not have a provision. You get one shot and that's it. The truth is that every state should have that provision, because what happens if the week of the election a candidate gets arrested for armed robbery or goes in and has a debilitating stroke and, you know, can't fulfill a duty? You see what I'm saying? So every state should certainly have some kind of a provision to change a vote.
Now, did you hear what the illustrious Hillary Clinton had to say yesterday?
Hello.
I'm here. Did you hear what the illustrious Hillary Clinton had to say? All right, Denise apparently can't hear me right now.
Hello?
I'm right here, Denise. I will tell you what Hillary Clinton had to say. She's still fuming. Now, Hillary said, "I was born to be president. It makes me literally sick to my stomach to think of another Trump win." Well, too bad, Hillary. It's very likely going to happen. All right, well, she's just called back, so. Okay, are you there?
I'm here.
All right.
Was I talking? Was I talking to myself?
You were talking to yourself, and I was talking to you. Okay, Hillary Clinton made a comment yesterday, and this is what she said. She's obviously still fuming. She said, I was born to be president. It makes me literally sick to my stomach to think of another Trump win.
Do we really care about this woman?
I don't, but she...
But it's so narcissistic of this woman.
Yep.
It's hard to even put some kind of measure to that statement, but I did see that. And she was whining the whole day, but yeah, ridiculous.
Well, too bad, so sad, it ain't going to help you, and you lost, so go home, right?
Exactly. Please.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Joe Biden took some rare questions yesterday from reporters, and one of the reporters that asked him a question was a CBS reporter, and he asked him a question about Hunter and all that stuff, and Joe got all bent out of shape. But he really didn't answer any of the questions that he was asked. He just kind of double-talked.
Well, the same thing in the 60 Minutes interview.
Mm-hmm.
Was given, and the question wasn't terrible. It was a little on the soft side, but he still didn't answer. He still kind of waved it off. So I don't know how people can vote for Biden when you don't know what policies there are. And by the way, even if they say so, like on fracking.
Yeah.
Kamala Harris is the same way. I mean, they're like slippery on this.
Well, Joe Biden wasn't slippery at all. He came out and said, I am not going to stop fracking. We are not going to, we're going to produce, and all that stuff. And then right away, 5 minutes later, here comes AOC going, oh, not so fast.
I mean, but that's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. But Trump has done an interesting thing here on the last, handful of rallies.
The videos.
And they put up a screen, and he's using their words against them.
Yep. It's great.
Especially in Pennsylvania.
It's great. I love it. I saw it. It's great. The best idea he's had yet. All right, hold that thought. Here comes the music. And, folks, we will be right back with more with Denise Simon. Now, there's some dangerous things that are going on right now. We're going to talk about the U.S. Marshals and what they did yesterday when they rescued 45 children and arrested 179 individuals for sex crimes. Wow. Holy cow. Here we go again. But at least they nailed a bunch of perverts. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. And Balance of Nature right now is a place where you can go and save 35% on your order by going to the website balanceofnature.com and using the product code RESULT. R-E-S-U-L-T. Now, if you want a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, I got a deal for you. It's called the Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. That's what I'm taking, and they work for me. Now, for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. They are a wellness product company, so go there, take a look at the website, balanceofnature.com, see what they have to offer, and use the product code RESULT. You'll save 35% in your order. Or you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Don't forget, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com. Back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Now, on this story, U.S. Marshals rescued 45 children. And as a result of that, 179 individuals were arrested for apparent sex crimes. What's this all about?
Well, I mean, you know, one thing leads to another. So not all of those that were arrested on sex crimes. They may have had been in possession of illegal guns. They may have been, you know, in possession of narcotics, they may have been aiding and abetting, but nonetheless, it was a very good arrest. There was another sting that was done actually in Tampa in the last couple of days too, where it, netted, I think around, 30 or 40 arrests. We need to be very grateful to law enforcement because they do collaborate. I mean, it go from ATF to FBI to DHS, HSI, which is Homeland Security Investigations, to local law enforcement. So normally you have a collaboration of several layers of law enforcement that participate in these, mostly because of necessarily how the case even starts. This is a very good thing that this has been happening. I think there was a case, two or three weeks ago that netted several hundred.
Yeah.
That were rescued.
Yep.
It's a tough one for law enforcement to have to build the case in order to make these arrests.
Now, Joe Biden said he misspoke recently about free college. He said he didn't mean college was going to be free. And when he said that, and again, he said this in Pennsylvania, when he said that, I thought to myself, well, there goes the youth vote.
Well, look, a lot of he can say stuff that's just wrong. I mean, we obviously know that there's gaffes constantly. But, he may think he's saying one thing and he actually says something else. And then when the audio is played back, then he has to make a correction. I mean, this stuff goes on just kind of constantly, especially after they see if there's any kind of a blowback. And, after the whole eliminate the fracking thing, now he's trying to walk that back in several ways. And then he goes, it's not something that we would do for another 10 or 15 years kind of thing. So now he's trying to water down his comments. But politicians are notorious for that. But presidential candidates, you really have to get things pretty exact. And he's clearly not.
Okay. 15 attorney generals, blue state attorney generals, have asked the Supreme Court of the United States to approve the extension of the North Carolina mail-in vote from the 3rd to the 10th.
Well, that's what I'm saying. These are going to end up in the emergency cases before the Supreme Court, if they even get that far. Republican National Committee, as well as the Trump campaign, not Trump, but the Trump campaign, are watching all of these very carefully and have lawsuits ready to go to be filed in an instant if things kind of go sideways with what's happening at the state level. So it's going to be a very busy, couple of weeks, I would say.
Now, we're still waiting for whatever it is that's going to happen with some sort of stimulus. And Larry Kudlow yesterday said the stimulus talks have slowed down, but they aren't ending. And another congressman who apparently is on the Ways and Means Committee, I don't know exactly if he's a senior congressman or whatnot, but he said that it just isn't going to happen now. If it doesn't happen before the election, it won't happen until February.
It's hard to tell what is happening here. I mean, we're prioritizing chaos in Washington, D.C., don't
Correct.
You think so?
I do. I absolutely do.
Which is, I would say, a black eye on Congress.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I really got to say on that one.
Okay.
If they're in chaos, and they clearly aren't, or they're only safe to say when they're in chaos, they cause more chaos out here, in the real world.
Yeah, well, they're costing themselves some votes with their own constituents, the Democrat constituents that have told their representatives they aren't going to vote for them if they don't have a stimulus because they need to have it and they're not going to get it. But anyway, the Rasmussen poll yesterday came out with some really good news for President Trump. His approval rating is up to 52%. That is higher than either Barack Obama's or George W. Bush's was at the same time at this stage of their career.
Okay. You and your poles.
I know, but usually that's a pretty good sign. Pretty good sign if the people are...
Well, look, I think what has happened here, because of how contentious, how fractured, how divided, how polarized our country is, pollsters have a much more difficult time this election cycle than I think that they've ever had. And I think that the way that these questions are posed, how they're constructed and then how they're posed, and to what kind of a group that are being called, then to the makeup of that group of the people that are being called. I mean, are they all senior citizens? Are they, you know, there are four senior citizens and the rest are, you know, under 21. I mean, it's hard to tell. So I think getting into the polling business would not be a good career choice anymore.
No.
I think getting out of it would probably be a good career choice.
Now, CNN and their report, which accused conservatives of discrediting big tech, has ignored what Twitter has done by suppressing the New York Post report.
Well, it's not just Twitter, okay?
Facebook?
Well, at cable news. They're not even talking about it. And that in itself is really quite remarkable. I'll tell you how bad it is. MSNBC last night did not do 1 second, not one, of the confirmation of Judge Barrett. Not one.
Mm. Wonderful.
So, yeah, if you think that media, I mean, is going to tell you the truth, they're not. If they're going to tell you anything about the story, they're not. I mean, for a cable news network not to cover the swearing in of the Supreme Court justice, which was done at the White House, on the front lawn, is outrageous.
Yep. Something else that I kind of noticed here was in New York, the politicians are really worried about the outcome of the early voting system in the Big Apple because they're having a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble.
Well, okay.
You
should, maybe.
Okay. All right, well, here comes the music. I'm going to let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, and I'm sure we'll have a lot of fun talking about what happens today.
All right.
All righty. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out the great articles that she writes and take advantage of all the stories. Get on her mailing list.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Narocki.
Amy Coney Barrett has been sworn in as the 115th Supreme Court Justice. At a Monday night ceremony on the White House lawn, Barrett took the oath of office administered by Justice Clarence Thomas. President Trump applauded Barrett, saying it's highly fitting that Justice Barrett fills the seat of the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and that the world has seen how knowledgeable of a justice she will be.
Over the past few weeks, the entire world has seen Justice Barrett's deep knowledge, tremendous poise, and towering intellect. She answered questions for hours on end throughout her entire confirmation. Her impeccable credentials were unquestioned, unchallenged, and obvious to all.
Earlier in the evening, the Senate voted 52-48 to confirm Barrett in a mostly party-line vote. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our military and veterans news report here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you and train you to become an aviation maintenance tech, which is a very rewarding, high-paying job with lots of benefits, something you might want to consider. Listen to what they have to say.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses that will train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. One is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, and the other one is right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, you can call them up at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. Now, the reason I say that is because you'll get a chance to see hands-on what they do, how they do it, and ask questions of not only instructors, but also students that are there. And you'll be surprised and amazed by what you hear. So there you go. National Aviation Academy. Website is naa.edu. And the phone number, 800-659-2080. Now, the military and police are training for possible civil unrest after the election. Now, we all know the tension is building towards Election Day. Law enforcement officials across the country are preparing for the prospect that this year's long, hot summer of unrest won't end on November the 3rd, regardless of who wins the presidency. And they are preparing actively for civil unrest. Now, that's not just police units. It's not just National Guard, but it's also the regular military. Because this could get very dicey. And if it does, like I said, be prepared. Because they're not going to allow this stuff to happen. They're going to squash it before it gets much of a chance to get going. Now, the U.S. National Security Advisor told the country that the U.S. Coast Guard was now basing enhanced response cutters in the Western Pacific for maritime security missions, citing illegal fishing and harassment of vessels by China. Well, the U.S. Coast Guard is going to be handling that with their enhanced response cutters. We'll see how that works out. By the way, older veterans are overwhelmingly backing President Donald Trump in the upcoming election, while many younger veterans significantly prefer former Vice President Joe Biden as the next commander-in-chief. More than 50% of the veterans are supporting the president. And that would be the older veterans, I'm sure. Now, did you hear about the Army-Navy game? Because this year, for the first time, the 121st Army-Navy game will be hosted by the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, New York, this December, making it the first time it's been played there at West Point. Wow, that'll be interesting. That's not that big of a field, so we'll see how that works out. Now, Israel said it will not oppose the U.S. sale of certain weapon systems to the United Arab Emirates following an agreement with Washington to upgrade its own capabilities to preserve its military edge in the Middle East. And that's good news for Israel, of course. In the meantime, Afghani forces claimed that they killed an Al-Qaeda propagandist who was wanted by the FBI. Now, that was confirmed by the Afghani government, and the United States is confirming it, too. They did so yesterday. And almost as soon as Defense Secretary Mark Esper announced over the summer his plan to move about 12,000 troops out of Germany, a bipartisan group of lawmakers stepped in. We don't know if those troops are really going to leave Germany or not in the time frame that's been discussed, but we'll have to wait and see. By the way, 4 B-1B Lancer bombers and 200 airmen from Dyess Air Force Base in Texas arrived at Anderson Air Force Base in Guam for a bomber task force mission, Pacific Air Forces said in a release. As they like to call themselves, the bones are back. Also, a C-17 Globemaster, one of those big storage planes, transport planes, had to make an emergency landing at Kandahar Airfield in Afghanistan over the weekend. No injuries reported, not knowing what the problem was. And the United States is stepping up its military presence and activity in and around the small island nation of Palau in the Philippine Sea, a strategic location coveted by Pentagon planners as the U.S. looks to expand its footprint in the region. They're actually talking about possibly putting a base there. China's watching intently, as you might well imagine. Now, the 7th Army Training Command over in Germany faces new restrictions as the coronavirus is surging across Germany and Europe. Right now, they've been confirmed to base, or confined to base, because they don't want them getting out there and getting anything. So they're not able to leave the base. We'll see how long that stays that way. And last month, a U.S. Marine Corps F-35B squadron got its first taste of the new logistics system that will replace the much maligned current system over the next 2 years. So far, so good. And asked if he was considering firing Mr. Esper, who took over the post in July of 2019, President Trump told reporters at a White House news conference. He says, I consider firing everybody at some point. That's what happens. Okay. By the way, for the second time in less than a year, a group of senators has requested that the U.S. Air Force consider stationing upgraded C-130 Hercules firefighting aircraft in Nevada due to the worsening wildfire seasons in the western part of the country. That's not a bad idea right there. And through 2020, America has faced a global pandemic, civil unrest after the death of George Floyd, and a contentious election. As a result, an influx of fear about the possibility of the invocation of martial law and unchecked military intervention is circulating around the internet among scholars and civilians alike, and most of the rumors that are out there are absolutely not true. Got to be careful with that stuff. Now, more than 300 military families are having problems right now with their housing. And these are from various units. The military is doing the best they can to get things straightened around. They're moving people around. In some cases, they're actually taking them out of the military quarters they were in because of the problems they were having and putting them into hotels until they can fix the problem, which is being worked on as we speak. And we'll see what happens. By the way, Iraq War soldier Alwin Cash's long-awaited Medal of Honor has been delayed in the Senate amid some sort of Supreme Court fight. The Medal of Honor for the nominee, Sergeant First Class Alwin Cash, who suffered fatal wounds while pulling six soldiers from a burning vehicle in Iraq, has been delayed in the Senate as lawmakers fight over the Supreme Court nomination, which has now been resolved for Justice Amy Coney Barrett. So maybe now they'll vote on this and give the long-awaited award to the Sergeant First Class Alwin Cash, who is going to be the next Medal of Honor recipient. Certainly hope so. Okay, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate her so very much. That's portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Auto Glass America nearest you. Now, in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 when you get your windshield replaced. Now, I know that because they did that to me. All you got to do is tell them I sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim. They come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 back at the time of the service. From Tampa to Sarasota to Orlando to Fort Myers to Lakeland to Port Charlotte and other surrounding areas are ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And tell them the captain sent you. And don't forget, you're going to get that $100 on top of everything else, too. And good morning, Mr. Chris Markowski.
How you doing?
Not too bad. I got clicking going on here. What's that all about?
I don't hear it. I'm okay on my end.
Okay. All right. Well, let's assume that it might have been me, but I don't know. All right. Now, the military, and I just reported this in my military segment, the military is getting ready. They're training for civil unrest after this election, regardless of who wins. And the police are training, the military's training, National Guard, regular military units. Some states have already activated some troops for this reason. For example, Texas has activated 1,000 of their National Guardsmen. Washington State has activated the same number, and other states are following suit. So they are getting ready for whatever might happen.
Well, listen, you know, the way the media has played this election so far is basically it's a no-brainer win for Joe Biden. So if it comes out that Donald Trump wins this election, There are people that obviously, oh, this is, election was stolen, this was taken away.
Yep.
We're animals, we're going to go riot. So, you know, again, I talked about this years ago, and I talked about polls, and I said, you know, we don't need the polls, do we? You vote for, you know, the candidate based upon whether you like the candidate, don't like the candidate's policies, or the candidate's policies. I don't care. Vote for the candidate based upon the guy's tie. But the media shouldn't be getting itself involved to this degree. Obviously, after 2016, it most certainly did help, but they basically pretty much called it for Hillary Clinton before it even started. She had over a 90% chance of winning, which led a lot of people to think and obviously allowed for them to push the narrative that the election was stolen. So, again, you cannot trust the news. You can't trust journalism. You cannot trust the media. They have their own agenda. And they would be happy. I'm telling you right now, they'd be happy to see rioting and destroying things in the streets because
sure.
It will give them something to talk about.
Sure.
That's who these people are. The same reason why they get all excited when a hurricane comes up the Gulf Coast of Florida and they want to get down there as soon as they can to look cool when the hurricane hits shore. These are not good people. But again, whose fault is it? You tune in, you watch it.
Yeah.
Shut it off. I never watch news. Never watch cable news. There's no need to. You're wasting your time.
All you got to do is listen to me.
They're not. Exactly. Listen to talk radio. Read a book. These are not good people. And I know all you people out there that worship Fox. Fox is just as bad as the rest of us. Okay? Just as bad. You just don't know.
Now, I got to ask you a question. What the hell's going on up in New York? Because this was the story yesterday that, or the headline last night that I've got that I'm going to mention to you. New York politicians pan terrible outcome of early voting system in Big Apple. What's going on up there with the early voting?
I don't know. I don't know where. I mean, primarily where I live down here in the South, it's, you know, people pretty much go on election day and line up. Schools are closed, library schools, all that stuff, but does it surprise me that there's problems with this? Am I surprised that there's problem with the government? For crying out loud, New York State, if you want to get your driver's license, you're going to be waiting in line for over 10 days. My daughter turned 16 back in September. She can't even get her permit to learn how to drive because they're so backed up they don't know how to handle COVID, for crying out loud. That's how pathetic and sad New York State is, and you expect them to handle voting? I don't.
Mm. Now, the other thing is the police union has slammed the NYPD and Mayor Bill de Blasio for the punishment of the pro-Trump officer who was suspended for saying go Trump or something like that on his PA system, and the union has promised legal action against the mayor.
I guess you could file another suit against the mayor. You know, there's probably a stack of them, probably about 8 to 10 feet high. So, I mean, you put throw that one on top of the pile. Good luck when that one ever sees a courtroom.
Well, it adds to the Blue Lives Matter wave that's coming across America, and I've told you about this before, and it just adds to what's coming. The cops, especially up there in New York, where they had $1 billion taken away from them, can't wait to vote November 3rd.
I hope so. I mean, you saw what happened last night in Philly.
I did.
Guy attacking a police officer with a knife.
The guy charged him with a knife. We saw the video. Charged him with a knife, and it wasn't a little knife. It was a big knife, one of those great big Bowie knives or one of the hunting knife type deals. And they shot him. Okay, they killed him. What the hell do you think they were going to do?
Obviously, and then all the animals come out and they attack the police.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, you know what? Listen, you know what? You want to put the protest down? Put it down. Fire rubber bullets. Do what is necessary.
Water cannons.
Okay? Yeah, I don't care what it is. Water cannons might be a worse type of a look because it'll harken back to Bull Connor down in the South in the 1960s. Just rubber bullets. Do what needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. Well, water cannons work. That's why I said it, because, you know, I'm a firefighter, and that's the easy way to do it. Nobody gets hurt. They just get wet.
Yeah, well, listen, anything. The sonic weapons, I think, are probably one of the best ways to go.
Now, what did you think when, and I'm going to just throw this out there, what did you think when you heard that 16.8 million people watched the 60 Minutes interview of President Trump and Joe Biden?
I didn't pay attention to the radio. I take issue with Donald Trump and his choices of interviews that he decides to do. That really sometimes it just doesn't make any sense. It's like, you know, willingly stepping in a bear trap. Why would you do that?
You saw what he did. He got up and walked out.
Yeah, I know that. I mean, we knew that ahead of time because he released the raw footage ahead of time. But why bother? Why waste your time?
By the way, Facebook says that they claim to have helped 4.4 million people register to vote.
I'm sorry, who's 4.4
million people? Facebook says they helped them to register to vote.
Well, okay, they're patting themselves on the back. Who knows if they actually went and registered to vote or not? We do know registrations are up, and they're up for Republicans in many areas, which is interesting.
Now, a couple things here, which is kind of interesting. The stimulus plan, according to a GOP member of the Ways and Means Committee, may not come now until February, which has got a lot of people really steaming mad.
Listen, as far as anything, I mean, getting done right now with Congress, it's like mission impossible. I think we got to be thrilled right now that we got another Supreme Court.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, the thing that I really wish would happen right now is you'd see Clarence Thomas as the Chief Justice and get Roberts out, who's another leftover from another part of why the Bush administration was just god awful. And you know, he pretty much sides with the liberals more than he does the conservatives in the first place. And
yes,
they should move Clarence Thomas to the Chief Justice.
Now, in money news, Dunkin' Brands is near a $9 billion sale to Inspire Brands. Who is that? Who's Inspire?
Oh, Arby's. There we go. Believe it or not, talk about a weird match, huh?
Wow.
Yeah. Last time I had an Arby's sandwich was, geez, it had to be 1987 at the Crossgates Mall in Albany, New York, at the food court, and I opened up the sandwich, and the meat was green, and I never had an Arby's sandwich ever again.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God. Okay, because it's Dunkin' Brands and Baskin-Robbins. They're the two companies together, ice cream and donuts. Great mix, right?
That's a good meal. A coffee shop and ice cream go together. It's kind of like an Italian thing. That's how it is in Italy.
Yeah, okay, so
gelato and stuff like that at coffee shops, but I don't know how the roast beef fast food places will play a part. Who knows? I'm trying to figure out how their cost savings are going to come into play there.
Well, they got all those meats, you know. They got the meats. That's what we keep hearing. Okay, we'll let you go, and we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bad channel. Have yourself a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. Coming right back with our friend Rod Edwards. And we're going to be talking to him about all sorts of stuff. Don't go nowhere. I shall return.
When you need to know, the captains of...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.